Way back in the long ago, the maker spoke, and light exploded across the darkness. The maker spoke, and light exploded across the darkness. The maker spoke, and what he spoke was a lie. The maker spoke, and what he spoke was a lie. We speak by creating vibrations in the air, but the maker's voice is a lie. Ushashialom is the living voice of the maker. Ushashialom is the living voice of the maker. Ushashialom is the living voice of the maker. The maker had power to speak our universe into being, but he had no authority on our rock. Because he had given our rock to us, the rock born. He gave authority over the rock to the rock born. He gave authority over the rock to the rock born. Ushashialom had authority because he was rock born. Ushashialom was a rock born inside the Migdal Eder. This is how it happened. 1,000 years after Zorik Avnim, I walked into the Valley of Shadow with a leather strap and 5 smooth stones. The maker spoke to a young woman named Amatala, and his living voice echoed within her. The living voice of the maker echoed in Amatala. The living voice of the maker echoed in Amatala. The living voice of the maker echoed in Amatala. 9 months later, 9 months later, 9 months later, when she was far from home, her Kairos moment occurred. The only shelter that Amatala could find was inside the Migdal Eder. The only shelter that Amatala could find was inside the Migdal Eder. Ushashialom was born inside the Migdal Eder. Ushashialom was born inside the Migdal Eder. Ushashialom was born inside the Migdal Eder. The shepherds of the lambs were told about baby Ushashialom. The shepherds of the lambs were told about baby Ushashialom. They were the first to see him. They were the first to see him. They were the first to see him. The maker watched over their lambs so that the shepherds could go and see him. Ushashialom.